vomit up and know she's leaving. Did she hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming, local country station gears are blaring on the radio.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Well, all of you out Christmas shopping are starting your holiday travels. I want to say Merry Christmas. I am Jay Garvin's, and you've tuned into the Home and Mortgage Talk Show right here every Saturday, or if you're listening on a Sunday as well, this is the Jay Garvin Show. Now, for the end of the year, we're a little bit too far from Christmas, full 5 days out, and Saturday is hustle and bustle. So I want to add some real value to you, especially the regular listeners out there, with some information that you can take into 2026, reprocess, listen to my podcast, replay it, take notes. But I am going to lay out for you, with the drum roll, Matt, an investment property short-term rental depreciation loophole. So we call this the Real Estate Loophole Show. And what it is, my friends, is so many of us have already forgotten about that big, beautiful bill that this administration and Congress passed in July of 2025. And from a real estate perspective, an angle that I stand from, this is a game changer with your tax deductions and a IRS-sanctioned tax loophole. See, I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. Many of you regulars know that. I've been originating here in this city since really 1999, 2020. I retired in the military. I've done it full-time for the last 25 years. And right before me is a whole bunch of notes of how you can take advantage of the tax loopholes for investment property ownership, and specifically referenced in the big, beautiful bill is short-term rentals. Now, this really applies to individuals that are making a large income. Individuals that own a business that make $200,000 of net taxable income are up, or professionals if you're a financial planner, an engineer, a mortgage lender, a business analyst, an accountant. The list goes on and on and on. If you're making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year of taxable income, there is a honest, ethical, and IRS-sanctioned way to offset your taxable income 100%. Now, that's a mouthful, so I'm going to read through a couple of things for you, and I'm going to lay it out like this. In July of 2025, the big, beautiful bill. This is the continuation of the tax cut that was put in place when President Trump was in office his first non-consecutive term. That will affect the short-term rental markets and create a boom in investment real estate and legitimate tax write-offs in 26 and 27. And this comes from the tax codes of that big, beautiful bill, where you can actually turn and transform 100% normally long-term depreciated income into active write-offs. And what that means is this. If you're an investment property owner, like I am, a long-term rental property owner, you buy a house, you collect rents, the largest tax counter expense is the depreciation of the house. If you bought a house for $400,000, you can depreciate the value of that 1/27% every year. So you've got $20,000 to $30,000 that you can write off every year based directly on the rents that you collect. And then you subtract other things like your taxes, your insurance, your operating expenses, and so forth. And that's how you can take a portion of your normal W-2 job income and supplement it with $10,000 to $30,000 extra dollars of rental income every year, but then almost add no dollars to it, and in years of accumulation, when you've got more interest deductions and more depreciation than you have rent, you might have $10,000 of loss above and beyond your rental income that can offset your W-2 job income, maybe $10,000 or 10%. If you make $100,000 a year, now you're going to be taxed on $90,000 a year rather than $100,000. This loophole provision in the Big Beautiful Bill allows you, up to whatever degree you participate in, a calculation where you can write off the $80,000 of your taxable W-2 income, $150,000 of your taxable W-2 income. And I have seen individuals position themselves in 2026 as high as $250,000 of W-2 income that is literally written off because of this depreciation loophole. And if you take a $250,000 salary at a 25% tax rate, that's a savings, a real numerical savings of $62,000. And that's why I want to plant this seed in your mind right before the holidays, because in the new year, a couple of weeks from now, you and I are going to hit the ground running. So this is what I want to explain. First of all, how the law is laid out in the Big Beautiful Bill and the difference between normal depreciation losses and active loss conversion. Number two, how does this apply to the investment properties and your 2026 forecast of your tax savings? So to hit the ground running, the first thing I want to do is explain the law. Now, this is a mouthful, and this all came about in July of this year when the Big Beautiful Bill was passed. And I'm not going to do a lot of name droppings, but a political correspondent, Newt Gingrich, who was the Speaker of the House in the mid-90s when President Clinton was in office, is a very sound mind to take advice from, because this was the last time under President Clinton and Speaker of the House, the head Republican, Newt Gingrich, that United States government actually decreased the national debt. Not just make a smaller amount of increase in the annual spending, but an actual decrease to the overall deficit, where it was less than $5 trillion back then. Well, now we're well above $33 trillion of debt, and answers have to be given, and that's the conversation we're going to have today. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to explain this, exactly how the law works and how it can apply to you, right after these messages. But call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, and I want to help you with your next purchase, because this is the best time of the year to purchase and the best time in a five-year cycle to make that purchase happen while it's a buyer's market. Call me during the break. 719-330-1457. The Jay Garvin Show. We're back after these messages.
Going down to the sun, giving the pain, giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food and legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beat?
It's all that we've learned about.
Well, radio listeners, my name is Jay, and I am jumping into the meat of the conversation about short-term rental depreciation, a loophole, a tax loophole that was added in July of this last year, 2025, in the Big Beautiful Bill. And I want to lay out and explain the details in this provision in the law. Now, I'm a licensed loan originator, real estate investor myself. My wife and I have 8 properties. 2 of them are short-term rental, and it doubles one of those as my primary residence. The second one is a second home that I have in Lake George. The other are long-term rentals. But in July of this year, there was a law passed. And this law was the Big Beautiful Bill. It was a continuation of the tax cuts that were put into place in President Trump's first administration. It extended and added some specific additional provisions. One specific write-off that they put in there was the bonus depreciation. Right now in the IRS law, there's section 179 that applies to long-term depreciation. So when you buy an investment property, that is a long-term investment, just like a long-term, month-to-month or longer, term leases. And what it basically does is that if you buy a $400,000 home, you can collect that rent, you pay the tax on that income that you make, but you can depreciate that property every single year and take that income away from your rents collected. So if you charge $2,000 a month for a $400,000 house that you purchased, that's $24,000 a year of rental income. But if you take a $400,000 house and divide it by 27, which is the year the IRS allows you to depreciate the value of that house, that's $14,000 a year of depreciation times 27 equals almost exactly $400,000. And if you collect $24,000, $2,000 a month in rent, minus $14,000, you're already down to $10,000 of net taxable income. Well, now you subtract your insurance costs, then you subtract your tax, your property tax, then you subtract the interest on the loan that you've taken, and then some nominal short-term maintenance fees, and you almost have $24,000 of tax-exempt income. That's why your accountants will tell you, hey, if you think you're taxed too much and you don't own a sole proprietor, which is a LLC registered S-Corp, C-Corp business, or rental properties, then you don't have the right to complain because you just don't understand the IRS and the tax laws. They're working against you rather than for you. Well, that's the law that's in place right now, but there is a unique provision in this big, beautiful bill that's called bonus appreciation. Many accountants, professionals, influencers call it the bonus depreciation loophole, is if you bought a house January 2025 moving forward. So for you and I, that means January of 2026, you can get set to purchase a home. And here's specifics of that law. The law itself applies to businesses, manufacturing, and short-term rental. And the specific tax write-off is 100% of the purchase price of eligible assets. So basically what it means, if you buy a house and you improve the roof, and it's a long-term investment. Well, let's take it back one step from there. If you buy a house, you live in the house, you buy a brand new roof, that roof is not tax deductible. That's the expense you pay to have a roof over your head. But if that's an investment property, like I've taught so many of you, more than 1,100 of you, how to buy an investment property, if you replace a roof and it costs you $20,000 to do it, you can depreciate that over 5 to 10 to 15 years, depending on the accountant that you choose. But it's a long-term write-off. $20,000 roof, your tax accountant says we can be aggressive and write it off over 5 years, then that's $4,000 a year times 5 equals a $20,000 roof. Replace a bathroom, same thing, depreciate it 4 years. Go ahead and add on a garage, depreciate it over 12 years. Add in appliances, $4,000 appliances, depreciate it over 3 years, and you get a little bit here, a little bit there. This provision allows you 100% bonus depreciation, which is a conversion from a long-term passive write-off to an active write-off. Now, from a business sense, this includes machinery, computers, furniture, off-shelf software, vehicles. You've heard this, over 6,000 pounds, qualified improvement, QIPs on the property, equipment, tools, fixtures, 15-year land improvements, all of these things and the provision of the law, which you can't get it confused with, is an incentive for people to go buy old rundown factories in the Rust Belt of the Midwest, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, wherever, put money into that, and you can transfer all of those passive write-offs that I just read with the eligible list to active write-offs. So if you add up all of those stuff on a business end, machinery, computers, furniture, software, vehicles, equipment, all of that, that comes to $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 plus of write-offs. And then if your business has a net operating income that's taxable of $300,000, then that offsets that and you pay no taxes at all. A passive write-off converted to an active write-off. No phase-out schedule, no sunset date, no we'll see you over the next 5 years for a proportion of the write-off. When you buy equipment, machinery, vehicles, leasehold improvements, all of that, which usually is depreciated over several years, 2 to 15 years, now, all at once, in the big beautiful bill, you have 100% bonus depreciation right now. That is the key word, the 100% bonus depreciation. That's even if you finance. So if you buy an excavator for your business and it's $50,000 and you finance it over 5 years, but it costs you $50,000 up front in the sale, you can write off all $50,000 even though you've got a 60-month, 5-year payment plan. It supercharges business. And there's two sides to this coin. There's the business side, and then what I'm going to focus on today is the investment property and short-term rental side. So there's an important provision of the basis of your expense write-off. It's not just the $50,000 excavator. It's just not the $50,000 worth of improvements on the short-term rental house. It's the product to include all of the delivery, the setup, the fees, and the basis goes far beyond the price. So it allows you to take care of A through Z in an expense in that investment property, short-term rental, or your business. Now, there are provisions in this where the equipment or the improvement has to be used at least 50% or more in the first year of use. So if you're buying an SUV for a business, you've got to drive it to work and use it for work more than 50% of the time. If you're going and doing travel to your short-term rental, more than 50% of all your time has to be spent if you're flying to Tennessee, Florida, Texas, wherever your investment property is. But those are all bonus write-offs in two different categories. With short-term rental bonus depreciation, a significant or qualified investment can potentially offset all of your taxable income. And that is huge. And that's because short-term rentals in this bill are determined to be an active business because they're put in a category of hotels or short-term stays. You have to have a 7-day stay or less. There's not a number of those stays. You can do this 200 days a year like I do with my short-term rental in Tennessee, or it can be proportional to a shorter period of time. Say you purchase a short-term rental home, that's your second home. And that's one that I've talked with people. I'm considering buying land in Montana and then developing it as a short-term rental home that I will use in the vacant time periods as my second home. And you can literally take your $150,000, $250,000, $300,000 fixed income as a doctor, as an engineer, as a financial planner, as a mortgage lender, as a real estate agent, if your net taxable income is above that $200,000. If you're a top agent in town here, some of these large teams, and you have a net taxable income of $200,000 or more, and you don't take advantage of this, you're just flushing the money down the toilet. And on $250,000, that's a minimum of $50,000 a year flushed down the toilet and given to Uncle Sam rather than put into a property that you own. And that's why I'm telling you to call me at 719-330-1457. Yes, I'm a licensed loan originator, not only in Colorado, but another half a dozen states. Yes, I own investment properties, but just not long-term investment properties. I told you I have not only one, but two short-term rentals here in Colorado and also in Tennessee. I can help you say $50,000 or more, your only admission fee is that you have $150,000 to $350,000 to $650,000 of taxable income. Yes, that little beacon there was calling out to all of doctors, physicians, dentists especially. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457. Celebrate Christmas by treating your families, but then call me at 719-330-1457, and I'll treat you in the new year. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, back after these important messages.
What they do, they smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place, the Bad Santa. Bad Santa, they smile in your face.
My walk is me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't be.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
I don't know why I come here.
Housekeeping.
Will, thanks for sticking with me. I am talking about a very exciting but an in-depth conversation today about short-term rental investment property depreciation loophole. This is part of the big, beautiful bill, the buzzword, July of 25, July 4th, when the President, Congress, and Senate signed this continuation of the tax cut, but added in provisions that most Americans, especially high-wage earning Americans, are too busy to understand. And I am unpacking this in the first portion. I unpacked the manufacturing portion of this, focused on revitalizing manufacturing industrialization of the United States. But then also there's a loophole in investment property ownership. The buzzwords are, if you've ever filed for a real estate professional status, I can go over that with you. You just call me at 719-330-1457. That's how McDonald's franchise owners are not only franchise restaurant owners, they're also land owners and landlords. So you can become a real estate professional designation in your filing. This just supercharges it in what they call the depreciation loophole for investment property owners. And this is how it works, my friend. How does this law that passed in July of this year for any real estate that you purchase after January of 2025. Now, of course, folks, that includes January of 2026. Plan even further into January of 27 and stick around, because at the end of the show, I'll tell you exactly how I'm going to utilize this myself to purchase 20 acres in Montana, develop an entire log cabin, Amish-made Meadowbrook construction from a Montana company into an investment property short-term rental that I will utilize in the vacant months and days as my second home along the National Forest in Big Fork, Montana, less than 8 minutes from Flathead Lake, 127,000-acre lake. Having been born and raised in Wisconsin, that's a lake, not Pueblo Reservoir. Pueblo Reservoir is 450 acres, Flathead Lake, 127,000 acres. There's islands in the middle of this lake that I am pinpointing that are larger than the whole Pueblo Reservoir. But how does this law that I laid out in the first segment apply to short-term investment property owners? How do you prepare, and what areas does it qualify? Here's this. Here's an optimized example. If you are a professional, a physician, financial planner, whatever, earning $600,000 a year, and you have a 35% tax bracket equating to $210,000 in taxes that you give to the federal government every year, this doesn't even start the 4.6% you give to Colorado. If you as an investor purchase a $1 million short-term rental property with 20% down, which is $200,000, with a $600,000 depreciatable asset, you, the investor, still has to put the money down, and you still have to mortgage and meet the associated obligations of that property. But in effect, if you are to pay $210,000 of taxes, you write off the $200,000 down you put on your investment property, plus your $10,000 of incidentals. You literally shift all of your tax from the coffers of the IRS to the down payment on a property. If you know anybody that's earning $200,000, $400,000, $600,000 a year, it is imperative that you have them call me at 719-330-1457. I'm going to give you a specific example at the end of the wrap-up how I'm doing it myself. Now, how do you prepare for this? Number one, you have to set aside a cost segregation plan. So don't wait till tax season. Begin depreciation planning now before you close on your properties. And then you communicate that with your CPA, and I can walk you through those steps. Number two, you invest in high basis properties. Newer, fully renovated assets that maximize your depreciable value, but minimize the amount of work that you have to do. This is exactly what I did with the purchase of my short-term rental in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Buy the house for $500,000, and now buying that same house next year, 1031 exchanging, instead of that all being long-term depreciation over 5 to 27 years, I have a one-time bonus loophole depreciation to match up precisely with a mortgage boom and real estate boom that's going to start to come after April 15th of this year. The most essential reason why I'm talking to you now, I wish I could do the economic update show right now that I'm doing with Bill the Saturday after Christmas, but there's more homes in El Paso County on record right now, 4,000, than there have been in over 11 years.
Say what?
Newsflash. Colorado Springs is a very robust short-term rental market. With the Broadmoor Hotel, if you live anywhere within a 10-mile radius of the Broadmoor, every single conference with short-term rentals, it booms. Air Force Academy, with all of the visitation days, with the Parents' Day weekend, with the homecomings, with graduations, all of that. Another news beacon within a 10-mile radius of the Air Force Academy, which those two radius overlap, you have all of that potential right here in our backyard. And number three, what areas? Now, let me finish up to prepare. You want to do your cost segregation in advance. You want to do high basis properties, more done, less fix-ups. Confirm the loophole qualification. You have to make sure that this property is short-term rental eligible and know all the details of that. You also have to have your model of your return on investment, including your tax savings. It's very, very important. And then you have to work with a short-term rental qualified lender like me, CPAs, and brokers. That specifically is to high-earning individuals that are listening. And then where are the most likely areas? Short-term rentals, like I said, in Colorado Springs, in Tennessee, the Smoky Mountains, coastal areas like Florida, Carolinas, areas that people vacation, or areas you'd like to vacation frequently to. We love to go to the Smoky Mountains, so we own a property there. Short-term rental takes the access to the short-term rental advantages and loopholes. Same thing, that's why I have interest in Montana. It's becoming a refuge state. It's near water. It's near mountains. It's near national forests. It checks every block. And then second, home destinations that you want to actively live in yourself. Those are the big factors. And here I want to read this for you, specifically high wage earners. The combination of depreciation, equity growth, and a stable demand makes short-term rentals one of the most powerful real estate investment vehicles available in the next 2 years. 2026 and 2027 are key. You always can do a 1031 exchange back in to a long-term rental after 24 months, but you have to act now. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap a cute little bow around this. As you're running around town this December afternoon or this December morning, depending on the day, but call me at 719-330-1457, 719-330-1457. And I want you guys to listen up because I'm not going to do this radio show again. 719-330-1457. Find out more about the depreciation loophole that's sitting right before you in your current tax code. Back after these important messages.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Oh, yeah, all right,
here, so I am wrapping up the conversation that I started today about the short-term rental depreciation loophole in this last July of 2025 big beautiful bill. First segment, we talked about how this applies to business in the Rust Belt with manufacturing for big multi-million dollar corporation and business owners, but also that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is short-term rental, passive to active income write-off loophole. And I want you to really understand how to take advantage of the short-term rental tax breaks this year. So, number one, this allows the rule to apply to any Airbnb, short-term rental, vacation rental owners to use their property paper losses to actively offset your W-2 or income, your business income write-off, potentially saving thousands of dollars a year. You're a physician, you make $600,000+ a year, you pay 30% tax on that, you've got a couple $100,000, you buy an $800,000 short-term rental, you put $200,000 down, you put $10,000 into the expense of acquiring it, that $200,000 to $210,000 of active W-2 income, which is exceptionally difficult with alternative tax minimums to get rid of. That's 50 to 60 grand you've got to give the federal government. So if you just spend that money in a down payment of a real asset, to spend real money as a down payment, and then you go ahead and do all of the required expenses to acquiring it, you can take your $200,000 of taxable income and physically use it instead as a down payment to a house that you purchased, have a mortgage for the remainder, and instead of just having the depreciation over a long term, you can take an active write-off. Now, why is short-term rentals even specified as a special treatment area? It's because short-term rentals are different. They operate more like a business or a hotel in the traditional manner as opposed to long-term, month-to-month, year-to-year leases. They can be classified as active trades or businesses under these certain conditions. So it's very, very important. There's two big requirements, though. The average stay must be short. Now, that's not saying you can't convert it to a long-term stay later, but if you're in your prime earning years, you're a physician, you're a engineer, you are a high-end government contractor, and you're making $250,000, $350,000, $650,000, you can take those prime earning years, take $30,000 to $50,000 a year over the next 2 years off of the taxes you would pay at 25% to 35%, and use that exact same money diverted to down payments on houses, which are long-term wealth and asset building tools. Now, number two, you must materially participate. This is great because usually high wage earners are multitaskers, and you must demonstrate that you personally participate in the managing of this operational rental. Now, I do this with friends of mine, Dan and Tracy. He is a doctor, and collectively they work together, and his wife manages the Airbnbs in Florida and now in Carolina that they have. And they literally, instead of giving the tax for his physician income to the federal government, they give it to down payment on short-term rental homes. These also serve as vacation second homes for them, and they have their cake and eat it too. But you have to focus, and here's the biggest takeaways for the segment and the show. Short-term rental tax loophole is a legitimate IRS rule designed for people who actively manage their own rental business. So I said, you and your spouse work together. You also can do research on a real estate professional designation in your IRS filings with your CPA. Call me at 719-330-1457 and I'll go through that with you. And used correctly, it can literally save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for large wage earners over $600,000. And how it usually is defined is high wage earning individuals are high intellectual researching individuals. And this is the most important thing, because this rule allows many short-term rentals, Airbnb, vacation rental owners, call them what you want, to use their property paper losses to offset your active W-2 and profitable business income. You're a contractor and you have a net taxable income of $350,000 a year. You're driving right now as an electrician or the owner of a contracting company, and you don't do this. You've just got to take a deep breath, because you're flushing hundreds of thousands of dollars down the toilet in taxes. And in one sentence, turn passive income write-offs to active income write-offs. Investment property income transforms to write off active W-2 business income. Now, I'm going to do a part two of this that gets in much more detail, believe it or not. You might need to get a pen and paper, but I'm going to do that in January of 2026, as Matt McKinley and I, my illustrious radio producer, are going into our 15th year. He and I have done over 728 unique shows,
cool,
conversation podcasts right here on KRDO from 2012 all the way closing out 2025.
Awesome.
And we invite you to join us next week for the last show of the year, when I have an entire hour with Bill McAfee, a real estate investment update. And of course, you can't finish the year without funny Christmas jokes. So for the rest of you, Merry Christmas. God bless. Just remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. His birth and all that he gave you and I personally, I thank the Lord every day for my blessings, and part of that blessings is coming directly from you. So go grow and prosper. Call me at 719-330-1457. If I can help you with anything mortgage, anything budgeting, anything that you need answers about your retirement and your future. Merry Christmas, and God bless each and every one of you. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas.